Blog Talk Radio. Blank.
Okay, so hello everybody. It is Monday, 11:30, the 30th of November. Actually, the last day of the month of November. One more month, and it'll be going to 2021. Whew, boy! I hope 2021 is a lot nicer than 2020. 2020 brought us a lot of bad things. First of all, is the COVID. Second of all, the Democrats, so cheating and all that. So today,
yeah. But the good thing is, you know what the good thing about this year is? So awesome, we started our own business
after
we had another business established 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like this business we have, you know, even if it takes 2 to 3 years.
Right. That is a good thing. I don't know if can you check if you're gonna be able to hear me? Or something like that. Let's get going. Today's Healthy Monday. We're going to be discussing your health and health in general. Today's topic would be
that's the
YouTube, but check the Blog Talk Radio. We're actually broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and also live on YouTube. So either platform, you can go and come and join us. You can chat with us on Blog Talk Radio and also in YouTube. If you want to call in, 515-602-9775. That is the number you got to call for Blog Talk Radio on the platform. Today's guest, our co-host, Aubrey Luke. We're going to be talking about free radicals. What are they?
Are they like the radicals that you hear about, like that, you know?
The squad? No, they're not.
Or the other kind of radicals, you know. 9/11 radicals.
Oh, the Muslim radicals? No, this is free radicals that are going on in your body.
Oh, because this is Wellness 101.
The Wellness 101. Yeah, we're not talking about the left or the liberal radicals that want to.
Or those people that like have radical ideals that they want to like start everything all over.
That's right. Well, let's get Aubrey in. Where are we at right now? It's right over here. All right. So, Aubrey, you are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. What is new? Yeah, what's new with you?
Things are going great. You know, things are going really well. Just going nonstop. You know, everyone wants to know about these products and the business and you know, we're at the right place at the right time. That's for sure. You know, so nothing but plus. Yeah.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
That's right. All we can do is like, get the information to people, and ultimately it's up to them if what they want to decide. They want to decide to do the business. They want to decide to do, take the products. Speaking of which, we have to have a disclaimer.
Go ahead.
Our disclaimer is if you are in America and you have an emergency, call 911. All right. And then the other disclaimer is we will be talking about health and nutritional supplementation and other things about health. Now, feel free to ask your doctor about these things that we're talking about. But if your doctor is not really like into like health and nutrition, you know, here's the thing. Doctors, sometimes they just don't have that wellness 101 background. So when you ask them, can I take like vitamins or can I take this? And they're like, you don't need that. But if you ask them to look at the bottle or the ingredients and you said to them specifically, is there anything in here that can harm me? and then let them look at it. Because if you just say, can I take this, they're not going to, like 90% of the time, they're not even going to take a look at what you're showing them. But if you say, is there anything in here that can harm me, they're going to take a look at the ingredients. And guess what?
Guess what?
On our website, Shopali.com or isotonics.com/shoppingly, S-H-O-P-P-I-N-G-L-Y, you can actually look at the products and either print out the ingredients or take a screenshot of the ingredients of the products, you know, or you can even like pull it up and show the your doctor. Also, one more thing before we get to our topic, I just want to let you all know we are actually going to be reaching out in the next month or so to work with doctors to be able to implement a wellness program into their practice, whether they're a physician, they're a physical therapist, they're a chiropractor, they're a dentist, and so on. Now, the importance of that is that a lot of times doctors, they may want to implement health wellness into their practice. However, it's super expensive for them to even get the consultation. And then on top of that, they need all that information, like the pamphlets and things like that. So they kind of like shy away from it, you know. But with our program, we can partner with doctors and we can give them like really good education, and it's very little money compared to those other consultants that are out there. Plus, they get a lot of things that they already need, and that we just set them up to just help them to get their patients well, you know, because that is what doctors used to be 100 years ago. Can you believe that? Can you all believe that? And maybe Aubrey can, you know, give her input, but like 100 years ago, doctors actually cared about getting their patients healthy, not just giving them pills to like lower their blood pressure or their cholesterol, but actually talk to them about what they can do nutraceutically. And then it stops. You know, I mean, that's what we're doing this show, because we want you guys to know what is out there, what is happening. So, Aubrey, have you heard about that about 100 years ago that, doctors actually used to have wellness programs implemented in their practice, but then something happened and then they stopped?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not only 100 years ago, but also, like, believe it or not, like when Socrates or was it Hippocrates, is that the quote is that you've probably seen this in a lot of doctors' offices, or at least natural ones, is that they say that the human body has the ability to naturally heal itself. And so obviously if you're a Native American, or the way, you know, medicine has evolved is that using herbs and plants and food, like food is thy medicine. That's how, you know, how it all started, how you'd heal the body naturally, because your body naturally likes to heal itself, but supplementing with certain, you know, herbs and food and supplementation helps speed the recovery process as well. So obviously, like over 100 years ago, yeah, absolutely, people, I don't think there was too much of the pharmaceutical industry of where it is today. But again, a lot of people relying on natural remedies, herbs, you know, your mama's tonic, or different ways of coping, right? Of coping with the cold or the flu. And that's how people got by before they would call the doctor or get on antibiotics. Some people take antibiotics when they have a virus, which is not, you know, doing the body any good. It's actually doing more harm because it's breaking down the immune system even more. So we just get used to taking a pill and saying, oh, this pill will fix everything. But yeah, that's the way how medicine, you know, used to be. And it, even chiropractic, adjusting someone's body and helping it naturally heal itself as well. So that's where it evolved from. And it seems like even today, where we're going with it is that we're kind of getting back to our roots. We're getting back to where it all came from, where it started. Hey, if I take this, this could help reduce the inflammation in my sinuses or in my muscles or joints. And that's what we're talking about tonight is, you know, getting back to the roots, finding
yeah.
other remedies, other ways to feel better without, you know, waiting in the doctor's office or using something that's not going to be effective. I think I was advised that from my pediatrician, he always said, don't give your kid cold or cough medicine. And he was my pediatrician, so they would always advise, do not give your kids this because it's ineffective. So, and he's an old school doctor. So a lot of those things are ineffective and they're not going to make you feel better, you know, over time. So that's what we're talking about tonight is getting back to the roots, you know, getting back to, you know, different ways of looking at the body. How can we accelerate the healing process and really boost our immune system as well, you know?
Well, that's right. And then that's why we're going to be discussing about free radicals. We're going to go back for what are they? We're going to find out what causes it and what happened if you get too much of it and how to prevent it.
Well, it's free.
It's
free. Is there really such thing as too much of free? You say too much of free stuff is bad for Frodo the Sanctuary. Can you tell us more?
No. If you go scientifically, they'll tell you about how free radicals are.
Oxidative
stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, free radicals. That causes like a natural byproducts of a process such as metabolism. You know, that's what it says. What the science that tells you, but. And that's what we learned in the past, you know, what it tells us. Because associated, we get too much of it, human disease, including cancers, you know, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and many others of the ailments that you develop. It's because you get too much of it. Just like, I don't know. Aubrey, what can you tell us about free radicals from your perspective?
Absolutely. So what free radical damage is that when you have a healthy cell and the unhealthy cell steals an electron from a healthy cell and it has a chain reaction. And that's when we talk about degenerative diseases. So what is free radical damage? Well, you notice how you have a car and the car begins to rust. That's called oxidative stress. Just
mm-hmm.
like you ever notice you cut an apple and the apple turns brown, that's oxidative stress. That's what's happening to our bodies. A lot more, yeah. And what we're talking about this evening is to take a digestive product where it slows it down or stops that process. So it cleans your blood, just like you ever notice how sometimes people take lemon juice and they put it over a fruit salad. It's because they don't want it to turn brown, right? Using OPC3, but OPC3 is a super antioxidant. It's over 500 times more potent than a vitamin C alone. So it contains grape extract, red wine extract, and pine bark extract, which we call the pycnogenol. And it's an isotonic form. So it's preventing that free radical damage, which occurs in our body. We can get free radical damage even from working out, which is really good for us. So it's helping clean the blood, coming back to what we were just talking about, so that if we have clean blood in our circulatory system, then our body can naturally heal itself. And so we're assisting the body in speeding up the recovery and the healing process itself.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's what I was going to ask you, Aubrey. If someone was to compare and they said, $32 for 30 servings of the OPC3, that's expensive. Now, how much do you think that would cost approximately if you want to eat the nutritional supplement that would have that oligomeric proanthocyanidins, which is in the OPC3. How much do you think for one serving of that equality of food would cost compared to the OPC3?
It would be a large amount of food. And one time I did do some research is that this is an isotonic form. So it's like hooking yourself up to an IV of nutrition. When we're really sick, what do? We go to the hospital and get IV fluids. So,
yeah.
Like, let's say, example, if we go to GNC, General Nutrition Center, and we bought just Pycnogenol, but it's a pill form, we might have to take 8 or 10 of those. Well, it's usually $60 a bottle just for Pycnogenol. If we go buy grapeseed extract, that is, again, that is a pill form. We might have to take 10 pills of that, just like the red wine extract, which is very rare. I don't even know if they really sell that individually. We might have to take 8 or 10 more pills of that, and that's like another $30 to $40 per bottle. So when you say compared to what? Is it expensive? Well, compared to what? So if you know your nutrition, you do your research, not only are you getting a better bioavailability, you are what you absorb, but the cost is very expensive if you went to a vitamin shop or an herbal shop and you bought all these ingredients individually as well.
Wow, that's a really good point. And plus, those are in a pill form where your body has to be able to break it down to make it into an isotonic form. And I remember about a one or two talk show we had ago, we were talking about the omega fatty fish oils that we carry, and you said that we have one of the top of the line and also with the most before you have to get a prescription, right? So I had, prior to getting into this business, we had bought some from Walmart, and, you know, they were like just sitting around. You know, and I was like, they were old, so I was discarding them, and I looked at the bottle, and you're right. It's like $15 for a bottle, but it only comes with like 600 milligrams. And we would have to get 5 of those. So now all of a sudden, it's not cheaper because, like, if you're going to get the same, nutritional value, but I mean, like, I know that some of our nutritional supplements cannot be in isotonic form like the fish oil. But when you're comparing like the grapeseed extract, the Pycnogenol, you know, and the OPCs, like, and like what you said also is a good point about what is expensive compared to, you know, is it, what about if you, you know, you need to go to the hospital or to the doctor, and then now I know that we cannot say it's going to cure or prevent something, so don't get me wrong, listeners, but you have a problem with blood clotting, and you took the OPC3, which cleans your blood, and according to science by this guy named Richard A. Passwater, he has PhD, he said, and he has a book, and it says live better, longer. In his book, he says that it can clear like blood clots if you have certain blood clot conditions, you know. So I guess the thing is, like, especially in America, I think a lot of people, they got used to like instant gratification. So if they have a migraine, they're like, oh, well, let me go to the ER and get, because they, you know, obviously they're not paying for the, you know, the ER themselves. Because if they were, why would you go there every week or every month, you know?
Right.
But, they're just like, oh, give me a pill. And then they expect it to go away right away rather than actually taking care of their health to try to figure out what's causing those migraines that they've had for years. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, getting to the root of the problem, and part of like the reason why the whole healthcare system is so broken is that, or why the cost is so expensive is that, you know, it's just our health. You know, if we could invest in ourselves and our health, then we're helping the whole system as a whole. You know, we're not immune to everything. I get that, you know. But I know, like, my breast cancer, like, that costs $46,000
you know, that's a lot, you know. And it's like, compared to what? Like, is it expensive? Well, compared to what? A dollar a day to help, you know, you stay healthy and boost your immune system? Or would you like, either you pay for your health today or you're going to pay for it tomorrow? So either way, you're going to pay. How would you like to pay, you know?
Yeah.
It is less expensive to invest a little bit of, you know, time and money into yourself every day than to having like a, you know, triple bypass surgery or, you know, something like cancer, you know, down the road. So, I mean, we have no guarantees in life, but we can always improve the quality of our life and feel better by letting your body, again, coming back to what we first started talking about, they getting your body to help it naturally heal itself as well, and supporting that immune system and your circulatory system as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's another one about the circulatory system, because a lot of people may not realize how important that is. I mean, whether it's the blood going to your heart, if it has a plaque buildup, you know, it's going to pump harder, which causes a high blood pressure. If you have a poor circulation in your feet and you have diabetes, you're more likely to get an ulcer, which just takes slower time to heal because you have a poor circulation. And then you can have other problems related to that.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanna talk about this this book. I don't know if you've read this book, Aubrey, but it's Live Better Longer: The Science Behind the Amazing Health Benefits of OPC, which once again is oligomeric proanthocyanidin. That took me a practicing because like it's like a really long word. Proanthocyanidin.
Proanthocyanidin. So that's so the free radical is actually that's too much of it is bad. It's a natural occurring things in your body, and you know, in order, and then you need to take a very very powerful antioxidant to combat the free radical scavengers. That's correct. So that's to put it simple things. You know, and one of them is the OPC3, the oligomeric proanthocyanidins 3, and that's just because there's three combinations of, one is the red wine extract, grapeseed extract, and then what's the third one?
Pine bark extract.
Pine bark.
The grapeseed and then the pine bark extract are the three. Yeah.
Right. So.
Now ours has in isotonic form. There's about 1 gram of sugar in there. Can you explain that to the listeners that may have like this, like, oh no, sugar, that's bad. Can you explain that, Aubrey, why there's a gram of sugar in one serving of that OPC3?
Absolutely, yeah. So isotonic, the true isotonic form has to either be a sugar solution or a salt solution. Well, obviously, if it's a salt solution, you would probably get sick to your stomach or gag. You wouldn't be able to digest it. So it has a small amount of sugar in it, which is sugar. It's not the sugar that you get, you know, from your grocery store or that's on the shelf or in your cookies. It's actually called monk fruit. It's an all-natural sweetener. So it's possible, but also that's how it's able to be isotonic and to ensure the bioavailability, that it goes straight into your bloodstream as well.
Okay.
So,
and that's important. Can you explain to our listeners why that's important to go straight to the bloodstream?
Yes, absolutely. The reason why is that it won't be isotonic. So what isotonic means is equal amount of pressure, okay? If we have the right amount of water to the powder, it's an isotonic solution. So when your body digests the isotonic solution, your body says, oh, this is already digested. The valve opens up into your small intestines, and all our nutrients are not absorbed in our stomach. They're actually in all the nutrients are absorbed in our intestines, believe it or not. And so that's where it's absorbed.
And that's how it works. If it's not, it's a hypertonic or, you know, too much or too little, it's not going to be absorbed. It's just going to sit into your stomach.
Okay. That is good to know.
That's good. That's good to know. So, I don't know what to.
I wanted to talk about this book. And Fernanda's gonna bring some other things up for in a little bit. But according to this book that this guy with a PhD wrote, he said that there's a lot of conditions caused by free radicals. I'll just list a couple of them. Or some of them. Some of them are allergies, asthma, varicose veins. Also, did I already say arthritis? Dementia, Alzheimer's. Those
too
can be caused by
too much of free radicals.
By free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And even I think Fernando mentioned earlier about the Parkinson's disease, and I think it's important for people to realize that just because you have dementia or Alzheimer's, that it's done with. There's nothing you can do because doctor says there's no medicine out there. But according to what this guy wrote, that I'm not saying that there's a cure, guys. I'm just saying what this guy wrote gives hope. The hope is that if you can get those free radicals that's causing dementia or Alzheimer's, if you can get them in check, those free radicals, you can actually slow down the progress of dementia and Alzheimer's. And to me, that's really big because, you see movies like where it's a rare thing for like a 40-year-old to go through Alzheimer's, but I seen this Lifetime movie one time, and this lady was like forgetting she put her keys in the refrigerator and she couldn't remember where they were. She's like, why did I set them there? Turned out she had onset of Alzheimer's at about 40 years old. And I'm like, that's really like hard to have to suffer through that, you know? Wouldn't it be nice if there's like an answer to people's prayers right now for something to try? I know I can't say it's going to cure it because laws and things like that. But wouldn't it be nice to try something to like try to slow down that when doctors said, there's no medicine? But we're religious people, and not everybody listening that's religious, but there are answers out there. You know, like what we were talking about in the beginning of the show, like our ancestors back in the day, they have all these potions or it reminds me of those. where they have a lot of you're sick, take this, take that. And I was like amazed by that because I didn't grow up learning about what I can eat to neutralize free radicals or anything like that. I had to learn later on in life because it piqued my interest. And like with this OPC3 that we keep mentioning, people are probably like, why are you pushing that product or why are you like talking about that product? Because it helps with
so
many things.
the free radicals and also the antioxidants, our body produces them both on its own. But in the antioxidants, it's really insufficient. There's an insufficient amount of it. So the oxidative stress occurs when they are in balance of free radicals. That's what I'm getting at that thing. So so you need to get the antioxidants from the outside source by, eating food, you really have to look at it, what type of food you're eating and also the quality of food. Because there's a lot of, let's say you're eating grapes and you're thinking, this must have a lot of antioxidants on these grapes. But then again, what are the quality of those grapes? How much pesticides are used? Apples, grapes, those fruits and vegetables. So, and also, there's so many pills and capsules out there that claims to have a really, good amount of antioxidants or even, the OPC value of it, But then again, when they take those pills and capsules, their body has to digest it.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer, especially for the old people out there that are, you know, having digestive problems,
mm-hmm.
that to take the isotonic form of
the isotonics.
Yes.
Isotonics. Got that, listeners? It's isotonics form.
Isotonic form.
Yeah.
To be able to absorb up to 95% of those things.
Yes.
So that's what
right.
I get. So that's a really, really help, you know, to have discussions about things like this, you know?
Yeah.
You can get the book by Richard A. Passwater, PhD. It's called Live Better Longer. You can get this on Shapali.com.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap, too.
Right.
Like about $5 or something.
So the science behind the amazing health benefits. It's a really, it's about like half, or not even a half a second inch book.
It's about like, yeah, half an inch
right.
book.
If you're on, you can see this on YouTube, but you're not going to be able to see this on Block Talk Radio. But I'll put a link on the descriptions on the Block Talk Radio. So,
yeah,
you know,
there's more than 100 pages of information in here. That's how much research has been put into this book. It's about 100 pages.
Exactly. And
Can you believe that, guys?
Right. I mean, I read a thing that free radicals actually, stresses cause free radicals. Especially if you're going through like, it's December now, since Christmas is coming around the corner. And also the, you know, New Year, 2021. So there's a lot of stress that comes out of it.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your OPC3. It should be able to help you.
And also, Aubrey, can you share a little bit about, I know that you worked in the chiropractic office or with doctors that were chiropractors. Can you give our listeners some information about why would chiropractors be prescribing something like the OPC3?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of health professionals love implementing OPC3 with their patients because obviously OPC3 is a natural anti-inflammatory and my dog is eating an ornament. And obviously a lot of people when they come to chiropractors, they have a lot of inflammations if it's a back pain or if it's joint pain or migraine, sorry, whatever have you, or really bad allergies. And what it's doing is helping reduce inflammation. If it's inflammations in the bones and the joints, if it's inflammations in the muscles as well, that's what OPC3 does. So sometimes the doctor, the health professional will prescribe double shots of OPC3 depending on the patient's condition as well, to help speed up the recovery process. So that's why a lot of health professionals and chiropractors love implementing this product into their practices by accelerating the healing process with their patients as well.
All right. That's good. That's good to know because a lot of times people are like, oh, I could just go to the chiropractor and everything's fixed. But sometimes you need a little more. You need a little more to speed up that recovery. Because, inflammation in the immune system can even trigger arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Now, people could get that product at Shapali, Shopaly.com or isotonics.com/shoppingly. That's Shoppingly. Please feel free to like share this information with other people because whether you believe that you need this or would benefit from it, there might be answers. And wouldn't you love to be able to get people those answers? And that's our goal of this show. Now, Aubrey, in regards to like free radicals, would there be any other kind of supplementation that people could take to get that under control?
Yeah, well, when it comes to free radical damage, obviously OPC3 is the best. Another product that goes really well with it is called ORAC. And ORAC also is a free radical scavenger as well. When you take the OPC3 and ORAC together, it can accelerate the healing process as well. It's just has different antioxidants as well. Another thing that's recommended is like to rotate your antioxidants around so that your body gets used to it. So what auric is similar to OP-33, but it's a bit different. It's got like your blueberry, your grape juice powder, cranberry, elderberry, which is huge right now, blackcurrant, pomegranate, prune extract, mixed autophenols, chokeberry extract, black pepper extract. These are all huge ones when it comes to really boosting the immune system a lot. It's recommended usually around October. I would say to about March that a lot of people add this to their regimen due to cold, flu season, bladder infections, kidney infections. This is one of my kids' favorite products. They absolutely love the ORAC. It tastes delicious, and it's a great complement to the OPC3 as well.
That sounds really good. I think I'm going to order some of that myself because I like blueberries. And great product and great ideal to like be able to switch around your products or to mix them and, you know, alternate. Because I know some people are really in tune with their body. Some people are, some people are not. Like some people can just sense when they need some boost in, you know, immune boosting things. I know that like I try to like, I don't know, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I was like such and such place, I'm going to take an extra OPC3 today just to be on the safe side, you know. Like even if you don't know if you're going to get sick, sometimes you just like want to take that extra, your body's craving healthy things. I know the more that I'm taking the proper nutritional supplement, the more I'm craving healthy things compared to junk food. Not saying I never eat junk food, but I don't eat it like I used to. And I used to like ice cream. Now I barely eat ice cream because I use the TLS shakes and it has a good amount of protein. And so to me, I think it's worth it. And it also has very little sugar. So that's something my body's getting used to, you know. I knew someone that had cancer one time, and they said that their doctor told them to stay away from sugar because it will make it worse. Have you ever heard that, Aubrey?
Obviously sugar, it weakens your immune system, but, you know, a lot of people do have very diets with high amounts of sugar. But the sugar that's in isotonic is not the sugar that is going to cause illness or disease or sickness because, again, it's made with lohan or monk fruit, which is a natural derivative, a natural sweetener. You'll see if you look at a lot of health magazines or people in the wellness industry, they sweeten like low glycemic or diabetic, you know, healthy desserts with monk fruit. It's a low glycemic sweetener. It's not going to spike your blood sugar, and that's what people are looking at. And so obviously the ingredients that we use are top of the line.
Okay, that's good to know. I hope our listeners are listening up because not all sugar is created equal.
Right.
And I don't want people to be like, oh, there's sugar in there, and they have like some reason they're so scared of sugar. It's not the same as like when you go get the Flintstones or you go get the other
Flintstone
stuff.
That's right.
You know, where there's lots and lots of sugar in those
gummy
vitamins. Yeah, gummy bears too.
Yeah, the gummy bears.
What are some, so injury can cause free radicals, exercising, like when you're pushing it
it's
hard.
It's a natural occurrence thing. That's what they said. It's because it's what they call the necessary evil.
Okay.
You know,
your body
uses,
will trigger the antioxidants that naturally grow?
No, I'm talking about free radicals that are in our bodies. Mm-hmm. We can use them. Our body uses them.
How?
To digest or something like that. I don't know.
When it's too many, that's when it's bad.
If it's too much of it, it's too bad. It's bad. for too much of it. Anything too much is pretty much bad.
Yeah, you need a moderation.
So, you know, like when you know, you digest, you burn fat, it uses free radicals. When, you know, it's a natural occurrence in your body. It's a necessary evil. But if, like I said, if it's too much of it, it becomes an oxidative stress and it occurs into your body. So that's why. And then things that you eat, like antioxidants, those kind of affects those. But
okay.
If you're getting too much of free radicals, it becomes, you know,
overwhelming for your system.
Right, it becomes like bad things, like maybe gout or something.
Yeah, can we touch on that real quick, Aubrey, about gout? Do you know anything about gout?
No, I don't.
It's with the uric acid. So it's like a...
Yeah. There's probably too much acid that builds up, I believe, and then that's how it manifests, right? So, again, it's mm-hmm. a circular... issue. So, you know, if our blood is not clean, it's going to manifest in other parts of our body, right? So,
right. It's whatever I read about is it happens, 90% of that happens right around by your toes. It's like, it's like, it's almost like,
like the last step.
Well, it's because of the blood circulation. It's also, you know, when it's cold, it crystallizes the, you know, your blood.
Yeah.
You know, it crystallizes.
Yeah.
It's too much uric acid because if it lets. They said if your kidney does not function well, also if you're diabetic.
Is that like, I know someone that has like their feet swell up and are in pain. So that can be from a poor kidney function.
That's what I say. So OPC3 can actually, you know, if you give yourself a good amount of OPC3 and let that cleanse your blood.
Yeah.
You know, it cleans your.
Maybe like 3 or 4 days.
Right. You know, it's not gonna happen overnight.
Right.
Or at least within an hour. But then again, if you're really in pain, just to take the edge off, you know. They recommend over the counter even like ibuprofen to help you know, it's kind of help you with the pain a little bit, you know.
Okay, but so, with the OPC3, like, it cleans the blood, it helps the kidneys, right, Aubrey? The OPC3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's really good to know. Now, also, I read with the gout, you need like to alkaline your body. Do we have any product that kind of alkaline your body, Aubrey?
Yes. The two products that would alkaline your body would be the Complete Greens Isotonic and the Ultimate Aloe Juice as well. Those are two supplements that you could take to help alkaline your body to bring it back to, you know, a healthy state, because a lot of us get very acidic based on the foods we eat, the things we drink, our diet, and those are two things that you can immediately take to help balance out your whole system as well, and your pH.
Okay, that's good to know. And yeah, have you ever tried the Complete Greens, Aubrey? What does it taste like if you try it?
It tastes like, kind of like, I want to say kind of like a fruit flavor a little bit. It tastes really, really good. It's probably the best tasting greens on the market because I tried just about everyone just to see how it tastes or works, and it's not clumpy. It dissolves very easily. Probably one of my go-to products I take every day. It also helps detox your system and gets rid of, you know, heavy metals. We have heavy metals in food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. So after having cancer or if you've had radiation, we're very acidic. And this is something that can bring you back to alkaline immediately is those greens. And I love the greens. It also gives you a natural energy. And it's also making sure, a lot of us don't even eat enough greens. So not only does it help supplement your diet, it's balancing your pH. It's detoxifying, but it's also giving you energy as well. So I think it's a win-win-win across the board. I think it's one product that I call the sleeper product that everyone should be on, but really could be a game changer when it comes to your vitamin regimen as well.
Okay. that's good to know. And the really good part is that we have that in the isotonic form. I think we have a cap. Do we have a capsules too? But we also have the isotonic form.
Yeah, we do have a tablet form of the green.
It says it's sort of like a NutriClean system or something.
The detox.
We take them every day. They're tablets, so if you just want to lunchbox or take them to work, we do offer that. But I'm going to favor the isotonic one.
This one, I'm looking at it right now.
I think I personally prefer the isotonics because I don't like taking a big capsules. I mean, these ones digest easier, but I remember when I was pregnant, they gave me these really big pills to take called prenatal vitamins. And they were so, they taste bad and all that. But when I tried the, we have an isotonic prenatal vitamin too, but it's in an isotonic form and it tastes a lot better. But have those, we have different kinds. So for different people, but that's really good to know. And with the Ella, we have the travel packets, or also known as the convenient packets. And then we have the bottle that's already like mixed into the solution. Good to know.
All right. That's good to know now. I mean, okay. Well, we are 7:46 right now. So we still have about 13 minutes to go in our podcast and also on live streaming on YouTube. We have Aubrey Luke. And we were talking about the free radicals and how to combat the free radicals in your system. Okay, so I would like to thank you for coming in, Aubrey, and I hope we'll do this again.
We'll stay on the line and go ahead, Aubrey.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. All right. Good night now.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So we will continue. Right. We have about 13 minutes. So, that was a good talk and a good discussion about the free radicals and what it is and, how it's like really affecting you. It will affect your life if you have too much of it and antioxidant to combat them, not just food, but supplements, just like OPC3 that we have in our store. And also, if you want to read up about the Live and How to Live Better Longer by Richard Passwater, PhD, I put a link on the descriptions on the Block Talk Radio there, so anyone can just click in.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you can go to Shapali.com and just type in on the search box,
Live Better Longer. That's right. Live better, longer. It's the quality of life, guys. I mean, like, what about if you can live to 100 and you're in pain and everything like that? What, once you're like 60 years old? Or what about if you challenge those doctors that says, it's part of getting older. It's normal to be forgetful. It's normal to be like in pain. What about if you challenge them and said, I'm going to do some research and I'm going to see if you're right. Right? I mean, a lot of times the people that live old, to be older, they're taking some form of proper nutrition
anti-aging.
One way or another.
Exactly.
Anti-aging.
Just like, here in the United States, there's a lot of people, actually rich people that can afford, better food,
mm-hmm.
better supplements.
Right.
They are physically fit because they want to live longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things, because when I was growing up, like in the Philippines even, if you're fat, that means you're rich.
Yeah.
If you're really skinny, you're poor because you have nothing to eat.
Right,
But here in the United States, in America, in 2020, if you're fat, that doesn't mean you're rich.
Right.
It's because we have abundance of food.
But the thing is, like, a lot of times people go for the junk food because it's cheaper in America to eat junk food than it is
Well, because
to eat healthy.
They also kind of grew up with it.
Yes, they grew up with it. It's a more convenient,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the thing. It's yeah, like what you said, because like there's people that come from other countries and they know how to live on a limited budget. People that grew up here, they're like, oh, donuts, cookies, those are cheaper than apples.
Powdered.
But then you're going to pay for it later on in your health, right? So either way,
true.
You're going to pay for that. But you know, like,
yeah, so like
with the OPC3, that is like a really good product. That's $32 a month for like, you know, or you know, 30 servings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to eat those kind of, you know, get those benefits from food, you're going to be spending a lot more, especially in America.
Yeah, well.
Because in America, if you're going to buy blueberries.
Cardiovascular disease. Oh, yeah, you're talking about all the berries. Actually.
Yeah, if you're going to get the, like, these, what's in the oligomeric proanthocyanins, if you're going to get those from eating healthy, like doctor says, all you have to do is eat healthy. It's so expensive here. I mean, like the OBC3 for a 1 month or 30 serving supply is like about a little more than a dollar a day, like maybe $1.10 a day or something. But if you get the 90-day servings, it's less than a dollar a day, right? So keep in mind that like you're going to benefit health in your health wise, and say that you have to eat dried fish and rice, right? Here in America for some reason, and say that was cheap here. You guys get my drift, like maybe it's sardines in a can or something, but you have like that bottle, you don't have to worry about like, I mean, it's up to you if you want to worry about it. But to me, I think that I'm going to have like a little bit more peace of mind knowing that I have that nutrients that I need from that bottle. Whether it's OBC3, but we also have children's vitamin, which is like pretty economical too. It's like $25 for like 90 servings.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has like, I think it has the fruits and vegetables in there for the kids. And I know when we didn't have a lot of money, not like we have a lot of money now, but like I would take one cap of the, I would get vitamin just so I knew I had that nutrition.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's and also the part of that would be, you know, educations on how you can be healthy. You don't have to be rich to be healthy, but to be eating healthy or healthy
mm-hmm.
food, you know. Let's just say you're in the government health, like welfare or any like food stamp or anything, you know. Education comes a long way because you have to know which food actually out there that's going to benefit you more.
Yeah.
You know, between like processed food, like, you know, things in a can, or fresh produce,
right?
So fresh produce, those are alive. Those are the things that has a rich of nutrients and antioxidants
mm-hmm.
compared to like a can of like, you know, peach or grapes or anything
yeah.
like vegetables, like green beans in a can.
Right.
Fresh green beans is a lot better than the can. You know, canned green beans.
Yeah.
It's because when they can them, it loses all that nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to educate those people.
Yeah.
You know, not just that, like people, maybe people in the government that handing out those, you know, food stamps, or I don't know if they're handing out now, but that they, you know, they should educate those
mm-hmm.
people and how to spend those money.
Right. Maybe they could even have a chart like, okay, this is how much average apple costs or
right.
how much such and such. Kind of give the people an idea of how to budget their money. You know, saying average because wherever you go in the store, different prices for different stores.
Right. I think they do. I think that like the FDA or the nutrition guides, it tells you how much, you know, vitamin C you should have, calcium or daily intake allowance.
Yeah, but it doesn't break it out by dollar amount. That's
it doesn't.
The thing. So, like, people are like, yeah, I know that's
it's
what I eat, but then they go and get the junk food.
Right, because it's, like I said, you know, like you said, that it's convenience and it tastes good to them because
mm-hmm.
they're accustomed to that taste.
Right, but then they pay later on with their health usually.
Well, see, they don't know
being
that.
Obese,
just like how, they probably say that's about 15, 20 years from now, I'm probably going to get this, but oh, who cares? You know, it's all about mentality. Just
right.
like how. Just like how people don't invest on anything,
yeah.
You know, they maybe have this preconceived notion of like the, how the government's going to take care of them, like Social Security or pensions or anything like that. You know, they and they gave him reason to be, you know, lazy when it comes to researching
right,
what works
right.
out there.
Yeah, that's a good point,
mm-hmm.
like about like people that don't plan for their future. They just figure that the government's going to always be there to take care of them.
They're
but,
relying.
I mean, they're saying that like now in like about 20 years, Social Security might not
they,
even be around.
Well, they also they follow the, you know, the government blindly. The government says,
yeah.
oh, this is don't eat this or, you know, COVID, the COVID is going to kill you. So you limit your gathering to 10 people or put a mask on or otherwise we'll, you know, put you to jail or whatnot. It's scary. You know, it's trying to scare them. The government, we don't, I don't trust government, even the big government, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I, oops, something broke. All right.
Well, the thing too is like, you know, you got to plan for your future and like what you said about a COVID and then it's just do your research. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to do research out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like what we've seen when we were doing research about COVID. Why is it that kids are not affected by COVID as much as older people? Well, according to Science Medical Journal that, people that are vitamin D deficient or and or they have any kind of heart problem, whether high cholesterol, high blood pressure, they're more likely to get COVID and they're more likely to have symptoms of the COVID.
That's based on data,
so
too.
That's
based on data
based
and based on
science.
Research.
Now,
when you say something about research, a lot of people research and what do? When they do research,
they
go
to
Google.
News?
No, they go to Google.
Yeah,
but
Google's biased.
Most of the time, they're biased.
So DuckDuckGo, would that be a better one to go to? Or what would be a good...
Well, the thing is, you have to ask. You got to use your common sense now.
Yeah.
You know, like even DuckDuckGo, the research, the search engine? I don't know. The thing is, when I research something using, you know, Google, I don't pay attention to, like, the media.
Right,
the,
right. That's a good like
Hollywood
the medical journals
or anything. Even in a medical thing, even in medical.
I guess like yeah.
Well, you have to ask.
Have to
you
listen.
Have to ask yourself. You
yeah.
ask the right questions.
Yeah, like does this make sense? Doesn't okay, listeners. Does it make sense? Does this make sense? What I said to you that the people that get COVID or have the symptoms of COVID more affected, they have either. Low vitamin D, like they're vitamin D deficient, right? And or they have some kind of heart problem like high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Why are kids not affected by it much? Because most kids don't have that problem, right? So does that make sense to you? Okay, if you think it does not make sense, go further into it. What kind of health problems can be caused by vitamin D deficiency? Did you know that psychologists are now saying that majority or close to the majority of people that suffer from depression, it's because they are vitamin D deficient or they have a deficiency in some type of nutrients? I'm just telling you guys, personally, when I was in one of my pregnancies, I was so depressed because I was taking those really big pills that the doctor gave me for prenatal vitamins, but my body was not absorbing the nutrients. Once I tried the isotonics, I felt so good. I thought it was wrong. I was like, why I feel so good? Because I was so deep into that depression. So all we're trying to say is we're trying to inform you. Think logically. Try the products. We have a lot of products that like nutritional supplement that you can try that is just a, like a 30-day supply. It's like $32 or less. You know, what do you have to lose? If we're right and you're going to feel a difference, aren't you going to be so thankful for that and tell your friends, right? And your family and the people you love? Isn't it worth a try? I mean, there's a lot of things people spend money on. Why not try this? It's all about delegating your money to the proper things, right? Now, Fernando, Frodo the Centrist, if somebody wants to get more information into, like, getting involved with like, this selling the open or selling websites or something like that, how would they go about that?
Well, you know, contact us. First of all, go to shopsapali.com, and we'll start from there.
Yeah, there's a contact us button there.
Yeah.
And would you suggest any other website?
Like what?
Like about franchise?
Oh, on franchise.com.
You mean franchise sucks?
Well, it is franchise. If you're trying to start your own business using franchise, good luck with that, because you're going to need capital.
Yeah, right? Liquid assets.
Liquid assets. And that because it sucks.
Yeah,
so
but
go to,
we are called Unfranchised.
Right. So go to a website called franchisesucks.com and get more information. So, by the way, it is over now. It's 8 o'clock. So this is Proto the Centrist and Proto of All Trades on YouTube with my co-host, Lady D. Till next time, we'll talk about here in the same channel. I want to do more about the current events and what's going on. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow,
okay,
or maybe Wednesday, something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happened there. So peace out for now, and we'll see you again.
Yes.